Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And of course, as always, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $5, $3, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about the difference between paranoia and intuition. And this is a question I think several people have asked me in the past few days, and I've asked myself several times as well, because as an INFJ, as an introverted intuition person, so anyone who has intuition in general as one of their key sensing things or one of their key characteristics, I noticed that I rely, for myself at least, I rely on my intuition a lot to make decisions and to live in this world, to see if I should go here or there, if I should turn here or there. Even in the little things, when I'm riding my motorbike around, I'll be like, I don't know, maybe I should go in this direction. And if my intuition says yes, then I'll drive in that direction. Just because just because, you know, it's just, if it's telling me to go in that direction, I will. And so if I have to go get dinner at places, as I've said before, Thai places will randomly close up random days just because they want to. And so I will use my intuition to figure out, okay, where should I go for dinner today? I think that place, because I feel like the other place might be closed. Just random things like that, right? Nothing important, nothing major, nothing life-changing, and definitely nothing that will change the universe or the world in any way, shape, or form. But I'm always trying to use my intuition in order to help me make decisions, because I trust her so much more than anything else. I trust her more than actually a lot of decisions that my brain makes, my head makes, because it can be swayed by many different things, especially by society. But I've noticed that there's some certain moments where I'll be sitting there and think to myself that, you know, I don't know if this is my intuition talking to me or my paranoid nature. Now, I'm not saying that I'm paranoid in general. I don't think I am. Mostly, I actually trust people. Actually, that's one of my faults in a lot of ways, where I'm way too trusting of people, and I will give my things away to people, and I'm like, yeah, they'll bring it back. Of course, they'll bring it back. Even though I've never seen them before, or even though they might be a stranger. I have been at music festivals where, you know, I saw someone was cold and I've given them my jacket because I was like, yeah, you're cold. Here, have my jacket. I'm not using it right now. I have an extra. And I was like, well, you'll find me. You know, I'm sure tomorrow when you're roaming around, you'll find me walking around and you can give me my jacket back then. A random stranger. And they do always find me and they always give it back. And if they don't, it's just a jacket. I mean, I don't give away stuff I really care about. And there's very few things like that. There's two or three things that I own that I'm like, no, I'm not going to give it away. One of them is my wallet. And it's so old that I don't think anyone would want it anyways. Another thing is obviously my laptop, but again, no one's going to want that. So things like that. But mostly I trust them. You know, I trust that it's going to come back to me. I trust people in general. So mostly I'm not paranoid in that regard. But I do have trust issues with men, right? And that's one of the main things why this was brought up to me and my attention, is that I have trust issues with men, and I've had this trust issue for a long period of time. It obviously stems from my childhood. I know it stems from my childhood. I'm working on it. I still have a lot of work to do on it. It has to come from my dad, the fact that he would make promises and never keep them. I love him to death. He's a great guy. He worked really hard. But there are obviously certain things that happened in my childhood that caused me to mistrust men. And so I'm not blaming him for it. Absolutely not. So don't take it like that. It's my own issue. But what happened is that now I don't trust men. So I will meet really nice, amazing, awesome men every single day almost in Chiang Mai. Every single week for sure in Chiang Mai. And in general in the world, I always meet good, really kind, generous men. But because I have this weird thing inside of me that causes me to be fearful of men, I notice this a lot, that I am paranoid whenever I meet a man, a new man, whoever it might be. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be the nicest person on the planet with recommendations from every friend of mine, and everyone says that they're awesome. But despite myself, in spite of myself, I will have this paranoid feeling in my heart of fear and wanting to run away from him because I have trust issues. Now, of course, that comes from paranoia. Now, in the beginning, though, when I was first getting these kind of insights from my heart or from my gut, they were obviously related to paranoia and related to my childhood issues of trusting men. Also, I was assaulted a couple of times when I was younger by men. So because of that, also, I have issues. But I noticed that when I started first using this as an excuse to run away from men, I said it was my intuition. I was like, no, it's my intuition telling me. Men are crazy. Men are terrible. My intuition's telling me to run away from them. So I was like, yeah, of course, my intuition tells me I have to do it. It was not my intuition telling me that, guys. It was my paranoia and obviously my issues with trust. But I confused the two, right? I confused the two, and I was really surprised when recently, a few months back, I discovered that that was the difference. It was not my gut, my intuition telling me to run away from men. It was my paranoid nature and my mistrustful nature. And that was false. I shouldn't have been doing that because I did meet a lot of really nice men that I ran away from when I could have had a nice relationship. Even if it was a short relationship, I could have had a nice relationship with them. I can think of at least three of them where I was like, they were good people. And obviously now we're there with other people, which is great. But that was my fault. I ran away from them because of my paranoia and my mistrust issues, my trust issues, not because they were necessarily doing anything to cause that, okay? So that is what I want to talk about to you guys as well. You know, you need to be really careful as intuitive people, because until you've really developed your intuition and you really know that that's your intuition speaking to you, a lot of times it might be that you're just paranoid and you're using that, your childhood issues or your trust issues or random things like that, in order to dictate your decisions because you're thinking that's coming from your intuition. Maybe I'll do another video on it, on how to really gauge the difference between the two. But for me specifically, I notice a difference between the two when there is a body sensation associated with it, okay? So obviously your body intelligence is awesome, right? Your body intelligence is amazing, right? It is the one that tells you how to roam in the world, and a lot of your gut instincts come from your body. Your body intelligence is the reason why we're able to survive in the world for so long. So I notice the difference between our intuition and paranoia is, how does your body react to it? And how does your body give you that message when you are getting that message particularly? For me, when my intuition tells me something, obviously my body is telling me something. My gut is telling me something. Yeah, I'll feel it in my heart, or I'll feel it in my gut. But I won't have those fear reactions associated with it, right? So when I get some kind of message from my intuition, my heart doesn't start pumping really loudly and start making me fearful. Or my anxiety level doesn't go up. There's nothing like that associated with it. It's very much a calm reaction and a calm message from my intuition. My intuition is just giving me a message. I can follow it or not follow it. It doesn't matter. But she's telling me this is what she thinks. Okay? It's a very calm, non-anxiety-based, non-fear-induced reaction or message, right? There is nothing related to heart palpitations or fear or sweating or all that stuff. There's nothing like that. No sympathetic response. Okay? But I notice when it's a paranoia-related message related to my whatever issues I might have had, there's always a lot of fear involved with it. So my heart will start beating really fast. I'll start getting sweaty palms or anxiety. I won't be able to think properly or clearly, or I won't be able to stay focused. And there will be a lot of sympathetic responses. Like, my sympathetic nervous system just goes on fight or flight mode, right? And so that is the difference I find particularly for myself. And so when your intuition is telling you something, a lot of times it's telling you something because it's the better path, perhaps. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best path, right? It is a better path, but there are so many different ways to get to the same spot, right? There are really no wrong choice, completely wrong choices in the world. There's just a lot of different pathways to get to the same goal, right? Maybe your intuition is telling you a path that's going to make your life a little bit easier, but not so much so. And if you don't follow it, it's fine. She'll be like, yeah, cool. Okay, that path's good as well. You'll get to the same spot. You'll get to the same result. It might take a little bit longer, but that's okay. So it's a very relaxed message. It's not like, oh my God, if you don't do this, your entire world's going to fall apart. You're going to be destitute for the rest of your life. You're going to be homeless on the streets. You have to follow this path. If you don't get away from this person, he's going to murder you in your bed, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. That comes from paranoia. That comes from your life experiences and your past experiences and from all of that stuff that we've kind of created in our head, all that drama and anxiety. It comes from there. Intuition doesn't speak to us like that. Or at least in my experience, that is the difference I've noticed between the two, okay? So if you are getting a message from your intuition, notice how you feel in your body. And notice what kind of emotions and feelings come up for you, okay? Because if it is your intuition, it's not going to kill you over it, right? If you don't follow it, your intuition is not going to be upset with you or won't make you feel terrible for it. It's fine. It's okay. It's your responsibility. Also, it's your choice to follow it or not. But paranoia will make you feel guilty as hell for not following it. And it will make you feel worried and scared and anxious and fearful and just filled with all of these negative emotions, because you'll be like, if I don't follow it, my whole life is going to fall apart. It won't. All right. It won't fall apart. Life is not like that. One decision is not a make or break situation. It won't completely destroy your life. I can't imagine, unless you murder someone and you go to jail. Even then, I think you have options to, you know, do something else with your life after you get out of jail. So, you know, there's no make or break situations like that, but paranoia makes us feel like there is. Right? So you have to be careful to gauge the difference between the two and follow the right thing. Follow your intuition. Don't follow paranoia, right? Obviously. Now, of course, this takes time. You have to learn it. It takes a long time to learn it. I'm still learning it myself. And so, obviously, it's a long process. Yeah. Don't berate yourself for it. If you still do follow your paranoia, it's fine. But now you know. Now you know the difference, hopefully. Yeah. Let me know what you guys think about this. How do you tell the difference between your intuition versus paranoia? And of course, if you like this video or any of the videos, please do subscribe on my Patreon site. You can give me $1 a month, $5, $3, whatever you guys prefer. All right. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.